We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. I'm trying to keep things very positive for good news because we're struggling for good news.
Bro.
Internally. I like to think of radio as a duck to people. I describe radio as a duck to a lot of people.
How so? I've never heard this before.
Well, when you see a duck on a pond, Gibbons, you look at it and you see it just kind of coasting down the water, right?
Yeah.
Chilling.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go below the water and you look underneath, there's those 2 feet that are just going crazy. Working hard.
Okay.
Keep it moving, keep it going, right?
Yeah.
When you're listening to the radio, all you're hearing is our voices right now and the music that's playing. You don't see Gibbons and I half naked, dripping in sweat.
Quite literally.
Because there is no air conditioning in here and no lights in here. But you don't care about that. You just want to see the nice duck floating down the pond, and that's what we're going to give you right now is the nice duck floating down the pond. Because that's what you deserve on a Wednesday before a holiday.
Wow.
Right?
Insightful AF, dude.
That's what you deserve. That's what you deserve as a listener of this radio show, right?
And you're giving this statement with your hands on your hips.
Yes.
And you mean freaking business, dude.
I mean business.
Mm-hmm.
Gibbons, what is your good news?
My good news is that even with all this weather chaos that we've had recently, right? The good news is today I am turning off the AC for at least one day. I've never lived in a place, Riggs, with central air conditioning before.
Really?
So we've had the AC cranked up. Even like growing up at home, we never had central air conditioning ever.
So this is the first time for you?
First time. So we've had it cranked up. And my girlfriend went, dude, you've never lived in a house like with this before? The electric bill could get crazy. Like, we got to turn this ish off.
Oh, yeah.
And now that
it's not insulated.
Yeah. Now that it's going to be 75 today, you're right. Now that it's only going to be 75, I'm turning that stuff off today, man.
We'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
My good news is I got to ride my new scooter that came with a dead bird yesterday.
Dude, yes, you did.
That new scooter is awesome. I'm in love with it. I think I have a name for him. I might name him either just Scooter or Stuart. I got to give him a good name. Needs a good name because the thing goes like 15, 16 miles an hour. It goes quick. And
really?
It gets me around. Yes.
Because
I was able to park at the end of the West Dallas 4th of July parade yesterday.
Yep.
By the way, shout out to everybody that was there. I parked at the end by the park where it ended.
Uh-huh.
Veterans Park. And then I hopped on the scooter and I rode down to where you guys were at the beginning. Right at the beginning of the parade, I put my scooter, I folded it in half, put it in the back of the KISS vehicle, walked in the parade.
Uh-huh.
Then at the end of the parade, I took the scooter out of the car, we walked to my car, and I took everyone back and dropped them off. I didn't have to do, like, really any walking other than the parade route.
And there was a certain point in the parade where you were on your scooter during the parade, and I think you went through the route yourself about 15 times and back just because you could.
We were right next to the racing sausages, and they kept borrowing my scooter.
Yep.
The hot dog and the bratwurst and the chorizo, all three took my scooter for a spin. So
amazing.
It's been officially broken in Milwaukee style.
You're damn right.
And I'm excited for it. The summer of the scooter. I'm a scooter guy now.
Bro. Scooter summer.
Yes. Last year was the sober summer. This year will be the scooter summer. All right.
Oh my God.
It was a new theme every summer.
You're crazy, Riggs. I like you, but you're crazy.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie. Rewind.
What? 103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. It's 7:23. Just Gibbons and I this morning for the rest of the week. Allie's taking the week off. We lost power yesterday. A lot of Hale's Corners lost power yesterday with the whole storm that rolled through. Like, it was a really quick, fast burst of a storm yesterday. It knocked out, I think, at last point, 22-some thousand people in Hale's Corners.
Yep.
They're still without power as of this morning. It sucks.
It is not fun, no.
We're running on a generator right now with no air conditioning and no lights in our building. It's awesome. And everybody else in the building gets to take off, by the way.
Now, listen. Okay, hold on. We know a lot of people listening got to deal with this crap, too. And you're going to, like, construction jobs. And you're going to, like, really grunt work jobs. We understand your pain. We sympathize with you.
Yeah.
But for the love of God, I need lights and air conditioning. And I need the clock in front of me. And I need the TV to work, Riggs. I can't work like this.
When I was your age, we just dealt with the air the way it was.
Ugh.
We didn't have to condition the air. It was fine the way it was.
4th of July is tomorrow, so we got lots of fireworks tonight.
Yeah.
Bunch of displays tomorrow, probably throughout the weekend.
Dude.
Where's the spot to go, though? Where are you going to be for the 4th of July? Are you going to either do it at home? According to our text, a lot of people are leaving them to the pros, by the way. So which pro fireworks display are you going to? 71037. You can text or call 799-1037. What up?
I can say with all certainty.
Yes.
Tonight is a night that I've looked forward to since the minute I moved out of my old apartment. Because in my old apartment, there was a rooftop where I was able to go up there and see the fireworks from Summerfest on the
lake,
right?
Yeah, and you could hear them and everything, yeah.
But now, tonight, I'm going to be down there on the Summerfest grounds to see the fireworks.
Are you going
to
be on the actual Summerfest grounds tonight?
Yes, and I've never been, like I just said, I've never been there for the fireworks.
Oh my God, that's cool.
As Riggs, have you ever been at Summerfest grounds?
I have. I've been on the Summerfest grounds, and I've been on a boat in that little harbor back behind, which is a really cool way to watch the fireworks from a boat on the water.
Okay, now, since you've been there, can I ask, like, two questions about the
go right
the
ahead, ones there.
Okay, what time do those go off normally? I think it's like 9:30.
Usually, I think 9:30 is when they start them. 9:30-ish. Is there, it's usually dark enough by then, and mm-hmm. they're ready to hit them out, yeah.
Is there a specific spot on the Summerfest grounds where I had the best view, or is it literally like anywhere you're going to get a really good view of them?
You can see them. I mean, they're up in the sky. You can see them pretty much anywhere. But I would say that if you could find a way to go to Lakeshore State Park, take that bridge right across and get onto Lakeshore State Park. If you can find a way to get on that little island area,
yeah,
that would be a cool place to watch them from, I think.
But I worry, like, since you know that, there's probably 15,000 people that know that. And is there access to this?
There is, but you need to get there earlier. So I would say plan ahead.
Oh, you
or
know
really
me.
You can see them from anywhere. But like, you can go over by the BMO Harris Pavilion, kind of on the side by that.
Uh-huh.
That whole back stretch, that whole sidewalk by the lake with all those rocks.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good area to watch them from. Because they shoot them off by over on the lake itself, like the little break area.
Yeah, there's got to be some kind of
where they'll set them off from.
Jetty out there, yeah.
Yeah, so if you the closer you get to the water, the better, obviously. Okay. So make sure your obstructions are gone. Yeah, you'll be fine. The Summerfest grounds are a crazy cool place to watch them.
So excited.
Where are you checking out the fireworks? Tomorrow or tonight, 799-1037, or you can just text us to 71037.
We got a text to 71037, yes. Riggs, that actually intern Fun Pants and you were talking about off the air the Franklin fireworks.
Yes.
Text to 71037 said the Franklin fireworks are the best. I'll be there and at the festival.
Oh, they're going to the Franklin Civic Celebration. Oh, wait, hold on. What's that?
Sorry.
The Franklin fireworks are really good.
They're pretty
good.
Yeah.
Are they like really good like from someone who's from there, or are they kind of good from someone?
They're not bad.
They're not Summerfest fireworks. They're not the Big Bang by any means, but
they're pretty good.
They are a good display for a little Franklin community.
Mm-hmm.
They got the money for it, for Christ's sake.
I know, exactly, right?
Somebody texted into 71037, said Kenosha is another awesome spot to watch the fireworks. I've heard the South Shore Frolics are always good. They don't do it. It's not around the 4th of July. I think it's later in the summer when that happens. But I've heard that's another good fireworks display.
Mm-hmm.
But probably the ones tonight, like the ones down on the lakefront, would be the best ones, I would think, tonight. 4th of July, if you're looking for a spot to go, you probably already have your plans. But if not, here you go. Listen up. We have some listeners with some outstanding ideas. I was just informed the South Shore Frolics, they canceled it last year, and they canceled it again this year.
What the hey?
I forgot. It's 2 years in a row they haven't done it. That was a really good fireworks display. That was one of the better ones.
Come on.
Couple texts in for the Kewaskum fireworks, they said, tonight, and Port Washington fireworks tomorrow. Somebody else said Raymond fireworks, Campbellsport. Menominee Falls has a pretty outstanding fireworks display. Oh, Gibbons, you're going to be at Summerfest tonight?
Yep.
Taylor from Cedarburg says she's going to be there and hopes to see you there.
What up, Taylor? I'll be at like the Miller Lite Oasis probably at like 7 to see some rock and roll music. I'm excited.
Yeah, Allie will be out there for Jennifer Lopez. I know she's going to be there with her sister for J-Lo tonight. You'll hear her from the other side, I'm sure.
It's funny because it's true.
It is. Greenfield fireworks. Somebody said those are amazing. Great America fireworks.
Six Flags?
Six Flags does a pretty good display.
Dude, can you imagine you're driving on 94 and all of a sudden you see the fireworks, you drive past the fireworks and you get a whole display on your way back to Milwaukee from Chicago?
Yeah.
Amazing.
One of my dreams is to do a skydive at night on the 4th of July.
What?
If I jump at night on the 4th of July, I could see all the fireworks from everywhere, and I think that would be awesome.
Oh.
I just hope that none would hit me, obviously.
Dude.
I don't think they would. I don't think they can go that high.
Speaking of fireworks hitting you, did I ever tell you about the fireworks accident that I was involved in?
You were involved in a fireworks accident?
My hometown, well, one town over from my hometown, Gloucester City, New Jersey. The year was like 1991, I believe it was.
Like personal injury? You were?
They had a whole big display. They did it every year.
Yeah.
And for some reason, things went haywire, and the dude right next to me, my mom's friend, got hit with a firework. His hair got lit on fire.
What?
The dude got second and third degree burns, sued the city, and got like $1 million.
What?
True story. Happened right next to me. It was amazing.
That's awesome.
And I was a little kid. So
I mean, not awesome that he got burned, but awesome that it's an amazing story is what it is.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm 5 years old going, oh my God, Steve's on fire. Is this part of the show? It's amazing.
Did his hair grow back?
No, and that's why it was. Oh, he had permanent loss.
Oh my God, a hairless Steve now, but he's got $1 million.
Hairless millionaire Steve.
Hairless millionaire Steve. Well, thanks for all the texts. 71037.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
Right now it's time for Hell to the Gnaw.
Hell no.
Uh-huh.
To the gnaw,
you can text to 71037 or call us, always 414-799-1037. I'm sure you have many a weather-related hell to the no from yesterday.
Oh, Riggs.
When you get halfway down the street on your brand new scooter that you're trying out.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
And I was like, it's going to rain, but I can make it back in time. Mm. But then as I'm down like a half a mile away from my house, oh, it starts to downpour.
Hell no.
At least another thing works in the rain.
True, because it's electric.
It's an electric scooter, yeah.
So I would worry about
fine.
That.
I mean, I don't think I could take it in water by any means. Like,
well, no.
Not through a creek.
Mm-mm.
But it was fine in the wet, in the rain. But hell to the no when you're halfway away from, you know, half a mile away from your house and it starts pouring.
Now,
the storm that ripped through Racine yesterday was a hell to the no to 71037. Yeah.
And it felt like all of these storms were like 90-second bursts.
Quick. Yes, they were fast.
I'm out on my porch just enjoying a nice sunny day. Uh-huh. A little bit of rain comes down. I go, all right, I better go inside. I literally go inside, pee real quick.
Uh-huh.
And by the time I come outside, my gutters are overflowing with water.
Yeah.
All the furniture we had out there is thrown all over the place. It's just...
Anytime it gets that hot and that humid out and they say it's going to storm, you know it's going to be a big storm.
Mm-hmm.
We're still without power in Hale's Corners.
We yes,
still got
we
nothing.
Are.
We got nothing right now.
You know what it's like trying to pee in the work bathroom with no lights on, Riggs?
I know, it's hard.
Not really. You just pee on the floor.
Jesus.
What? I didn't say that.
If you sprinkle when you tinkle, be a sweetie, wipe your seedie. Speaking of your grandmother, she used to say that all the time, bro.
If there is no light and I got a whiz, it's going to be on the floor. That's just the way it is. Okay, I'm sorry.
Fair
sorry,
enough.
Not sorry.
You got rhymes now.
Rhymes for days.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who is this?
It's Amanda.
Amanda, you got a hell to the no?
Yes, I do.
What is it? What happened?
When I came home yesterday to find thousands and thousands of honeybees swarming my house.
What?
Whoa! Honeybees?
Ah.
Yes.
Do you have honeycombs in your backyard? Do you guys produce honey? No, or no?
No, we do not. This is the first time I've ever seen them around my area.
Wow.
That's scary, honestly.
Do you or anyone you know have bee allergies? Is that a problem in your family?
No, thank God.
Well, yeah. That's the one positive because, my God.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Amanda. I have a friend that I met over the weekend. He says he's allergic to bees, but he doesn't carry around an EpiPen. That's a hell to the no.
Riggs, you have a friend in the room.
You're allergic to bees?
Yeah.
And you don't carry around an EpiPen?
No.
Why?
God's honest truth?
Yeah.
My time, dude. If a bee is going to get me, I swear to God, from watching the movie My Girl, like 30 years ago.
Thomas J.
When Macaulay Culkin's character...
Thomas J.
I might tear up here. When Macaulay Culkin's character in My Girl dies from being stung by a bee, I went to my mom and I said, Mommy, I don't want that to be me. I don't want that to be me. I have goosebumps. She said, Ryan, when it's your time, it's your time. And I never even thought to ask about an EpiPen. And I just go on my entire... When it's my time, it's my time, dude.
I would always have one, like, strapped to me all the time. I don't believe you... That's awesome.
Dude.
Good for you.
And that's why every time a bee
comes... Are you deathly afraid of them?
I'm deathly... Of course, man. It could be life or death.
I mean, that's insane. Dude, do you think that he should carry around an EpiPen? Or am I crazy in thinking this, interns? No? Do you know anybody that has bee allergies? No? Okay, good.
They're very interested in this conversation.
They're riveted. That's swelteringly hot in here right now.
Yeah.
They're not paying attention to anything.
No.
Except for us getting back air conditioning, which would be awesome.
We got a text to 71037 that
yes.
says, I'm allergic to bees and no EpiPen because they're $600 and expire before you use it.
That's fair enough.
Amen to that.
Fair enough.
I didn't know. See, I never even thought to even look into it because I knew it was so damn expensive. I'm like, I don't have that money. If it's my time, it's my time.
Hell to the no when you get home and your husband says the puppy chewed a huge hole in the middle of the couch cushion while he wasn't looking.
Ooh.
And said, oh, and you can't flip the couch cushion because they are sewn on.
Oh! Oh, dude.
Damn puppies.
Now, how long was he not looking for? If there's enough for the puppy to make a gigantic hole.
Are you kidding me? The husband was in the crapper for probably 45 minutes. That's what guys do. That's where we go to get away from the kids and get away from our wives.
When you're right, you're right.
We go to the bathroom for 40 minutes.
And on this one, you are absolutely right.
I guess
right.
So. All right. Thanks for your texts and your calls for Hell to the No. You're cool. Too cool to die. Carry a pen. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. I found a new way to get around town and I feared that I would be judged for it, but I think after using it yesterday at the West Dallas 4th of July parade, I think I'm going to be actually celebrated for my new purchase of a scooter. I purchased an electric scooter, the kind that were in Milwaukee for a while, like the Bird ones, the rental ones that were in town for a while. But those were the rental ones where you could just drop them, scan them with your phone, and then just leave them wherever. Like mine, I own. It's like having a bike.
Yeah.
So I'm not just going to leave it on the street without locking it up.
Why
so I can own it. It's fine. It's like having a bike or a moped or anything. As long as I'm obeying street laws, I'm fine to take it wherever I want. So now I could drive downtown and park in, Shorewood.
Yeah, for sure.
Park somewhere, street parking in Shorewood. I don't have to pay. Don't worry about meters. Hop on the scooter, down to Summerfest. Lock up the scooter on a bike rack. Go to Summerfest. Get back on the scooter. Avoid the traffic up to Shorewood.
Riggs.
Put scooter in my car. Go home.
Let's keep it real.
What?
You got the scooter.
Yeah.
So that when we are at parades like we were yesterday,
yep,
you can easily escape the insanity that is Allie and I when we start yelling and getting wild.
That's another reason, yes.
And you found the one way to escape Allie completely because you were scooting on your scooter around town.
I was.
And my car was parked near Allie's car.
Uh-huh.
So I was sitting in Allie's car. We were catching up. I haven't seen her in a week, so we're talking. Yeah. We see Riggs doing 90 miles an hour on his scooter.
Oh, this thing's fast too, bro. It's fast.
Goes right by us. So Allie, who has the loudest voice in history,
yeah,
goes out the window and goes, "Riggs! Riggs, we're over here!"
I heard.
Riggs turns around, acknowledges us, takes off. So we go, oh, he must not have heard us.
Oh, no, I heard you.
Because he's on his scooter, he goes right back around us again. Uh-huh. And now it's both of us. Riggs, we're over here! Riggs!
They were in a car down a street. I wasn't looking in a car.
He turns around, sees us, makes eye contact, acknowledges us, and keeps going on the scooter.
Because I love my scooter so much, man. I was having more fun. I don't want to sit around and talk to you. I got scooting to do, bro.
I did want to judge you, but you were having such a good time that I was kind of jealous.
It's really fun. You took it around the parking lot this morning.
And for the first of all, Riggs trusts me so little that when he lets me try his scooter that he's talking about how quickly it goes.
I put the child lock on. Of course I am.
The baby setting where I could walk faster than
I'm
scooting.
Are you kidding me? You are an injury prone person. You're like my wife. I did the same thing with my wife yesterday. I go, I'm going to start it on the baby level.
Mm-hmm.
It goes no more than 5 miles per hour. It's like a Walmart scooter at this point.
And then for sure as hell, the minute you put it up to full speed, I almost ran into a bunch of rocks and fell and hurt myself.
I know. That's why. You got to be careful with these things. They're great, though. They're great.
We took video of all of us riding the scooters. It's on the Kiss FM Instagram story.
Right? Yeah,
intern.
Right. 103.7 Kiss FM on the Instagram story. Check it out right there.
And you know what?
What?
I think you are going to be patient one, or client one, let's say,
yeah,
in the scooter revolution. Because when people go on the IG story and see how much fun not only you were having, but and our interns, everyone's going to want to go and buy them.
And the first time I got them one, they're intimidating because you're like, this thing's going to go fast. I'm going to fall off. What's going to happen? But you have to let your mind, what you remember from riding a bike, just translate that to a scooter on a smaller level and then just hit the gas and go. They're amazing.
One question, maybe in poor taste.
Yes, go ahead.
How much did it cost you? Because it was high quality.
$250.
That's it?
It's a really high quality one. I did my research to find out. I wanted to get a good one that wasn't crap.
Yeah.
I didn't want one that just putzed around. I wanted one that was actually quick, that was of quality, you know, craftsmanship, that wasn't going to fall apart on me. And I think this one is a winner. It's called the Swagtron. The Swagtron.
I couldn't think of the name of it, so I didn't want to say it. The Swagtron.
The Swagtron S5.
Oh, yeah.
The Swagger.
So if you see anybody whipping around on a scooter this summer,
that's a scooter with Swagger.
Riggs.
That's probably me.
Oh, faster than a speeding bullet. Riggs on a scooter.
15 miles an hour, maybe. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of
of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.